You're listening to This Is Not a Game, a show dedicated to educating you on the dangers of illegal bushmeat trade in Zambia and tackling issues related to poaching and the impact it has on your health, wildlife, and Mother Zambia.
Remember, the possession of illegal bushmeat is a crime, punishable by up to 7 years in prison.
This program is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome to today's episode of This Is Not a Game, a show packed with info to help bridge the gap between the experts in the wildlife world and the general public, specifically issues around legal game meat. I am your host, Seya Funda Funda. Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram. Search for This Is Not a Game to get more info on us and our activities. Today, we have Mr. Sakavilo Kalembwe. He is the Public Relations Officer for the Ministry of Tourism and Arts. We'll be looking into protecting an industry by protecting our wildlife. He will join us right after this short break.
If you like illegal bushmeat, remember, flies love it too. Illegal bushmeat is stored and transported unhygienically before it lands on your plate. Avoid the dangers of diseases that come with illegal bushmeat. Buy only certified legal game meat from an approved supplier and always ask to see a license. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Keep safe and buy legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
Welcome back to the show. Like I said in the previous segment, today we have Mr. Sakavilo Kalembwe. Welcome, Mr. Kalembwe.
Thank you so much.
And so, sir, please tell us, what is the ministry's mandate when it comes to protecting wildlife?
The Ministry of Tourism and Arts is made out of five major departments. But because you're discussing wildlife, I would like you to concentrate your attention on the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, which is spread across the country and thereby occupying up to 31% of the total country's land mass. So if you're talking about 31%, to me that gives me one third of the whole of Zambia, is under protected areas, national parks and GMA.
Okay.
So the whole thing is the ministry wants to have this country as a tourism destination of choice among tribes in Africa by the year 2030. Mm-hmm. So wildlife plays a very important role in the growth of tourism. Hence, the ministry has gone all the way to try and conserve what we have and grow the numbers.
Okay. And now, how has the illegal bushmeat trade, let's talk about that. How has the illegal bushmeat trade affected our nation's tourism?
Apparently, when you talk about bushmeat trade, there's no legal bushmeat trade. We need to separate the lines between game meat and illegal meat that harvested illegally in our protected areas, in our GMA. So the difference is game meat is always legal.
Mm-hmm.
Bushmeat is illegal, hence the term bushmeat. So that problem has been because I think there are people that always want to look at wild animals as a product that is meant for the port.
Mm.
But I think Zambians now need to change their mindset and course. Remember that the government of the Republic of Zambia, through the 7th National Development Plan, has said tourism is going to be the second pillar after agriculture in the diversification agenda.
Mm.
So we are excited that this is getting actualized and that people are getting very excited and upbeat about it.
Mm. Thank you for that. And so then, can you please take us through the dominoes effect of what it would look like if our wildlife disappeared?
If wildlife is completely white path,
yeah,
that's what you're looking at?
Yeah, like what would that look like if for someone who's listening?
It's a very ugly picture. My opinion is I'm trying to imagine a situation where our children now are going to be explained to their children what an elephant used to look like or the book or through a movie, the story of the dinosaur. Is that what we want to get at? The whole world knows that Africa is the future today.
Mm.
And you cannot talk about Africa ignoring wildlife. You know that, for example, Zambia on the world calendar has unique species that have never been seen anywhere in the world. Mm. I'll start you from the best species. Zambia has got more than 50% of the wattled crane that the whole world knows. Mm. And ask me how many people have seen the bird called wattled crane. The shoebill in the Bangwe Hulu, for example, is also one unique species. The bat migration, which is the biggest mammal migration world over that every tourist wants to. I think I'll shudder, and I think my tears will just drop if I'm going to grow into a generation where we have to explain wildlife through books. So we get a chance now to preserve what we have. We have a chance now to call on families to get in the park. And now that communities are making it simple, people should go and get to venture into ranching so that these animals that are always talked about, excited or illegally harvested, can be correctly harvested into game meat, not bush meat, like we said in the preamble.
Yes.
So wildlife is cardinal, and I think let's work together to make sure that we preserve it.
And so then, with that said, what would you like to emphasize to the general public, especially Zambians?
We need to work together, and I think the best way to work together is community engagement, which we are very grateful to the Barossi Royal Establishment through Senior Chief Inyambo and the BRI in Mongu, because just yesterday we had an experience. We were in the Liwa National Park, where we have the second largest migration again of the world, at least after the Serengeti. So if our chiefdoms, if our communities are able to appreciate these animals, then they'll be able to conserve them, and we'll be a better country, or a flagship country that can talk and pride itself with wildlife.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Kalembwe, for joining us on this program. I know you have a really busy schedule and you are there in the park right now, but thank you so much for taking the time.
Beautiful. We thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you so much. Well, listeners, I hope you learned about what protecting our wildlife means to our tourism sector. We are not done yet with the show. We have more right after this break.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact.
Did you know? Wildlife trafficking and the illegal bushmeat trade can cause long-term ecological problems, such as creating gender imbalances and slowing the reproduction rate of vulnerable species.
Know the facts. Be informed.
And now for some info on our local game meat suppliers.
I am here with Chris from the Butcher Block, which is at Leopards Hill Business Park, along Leopards Hill Road, across from the American School. Welcome, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so when did you get into the legal game meat business?
It was our aim to, when we opened in February 2019, to include legal game meat into our shop, because we want to do our part in making sure that there will be game for future generations. We want to show people that there's a way to enjoy game meat and still be able to go into the national parks and be able to see the majestic beauty of the animals in national parks. We think that with the help of the It's Not a Game campaign, we're taking the right steps into the brighter future.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And where did you obtain your trading license?
We got our license from the Department of National Health and Wildlife, their Selanga offices.
Mm-hmm.
We've been able to sell legal game since February this year, 2020.
Awesome. How much game meat are you supplying? Like, what do your numbers look like? Is there a high demand?
We get in about 600 to 700 cages every 2 weeks. We are licensed to sell bush pig, bush buck, warthog, duiker, kudu, impala, lechwe. are the best puku and ribak.
For more information on legal game meat suppliers, visit our website on www.thisisnotagame.info. We'll be right back.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact. Crime prevention fact.
Did you know most illegal bushmeat on the market comes from protected areas such as national parks and game management areas? Therefore, when you purchase illegal bushmeat, you are encouraging poaching in our parks.
Know the facts. Be informed. Be informed.
Hi, Auntie. How are you? I hope you enjoyed the matebeto yesterday.
It was great. Yeah, but all of us are down today. Upset stomachs, vomiting, and feeling weak.
Well, that's why I'm calling, Auntie. Even us, we are the same. And the Walias, the Ngandos, and the Piris. I think it was that bushmeat stew that Wanapiri was boasting about.
Yes, even I thought so. This is not her best.
Buying and serving illegal game meat is a real risk for you and your family. You become exposed to the severe diseases that come with illegal bushmeat. Buy only certified game meat from an approved supplier. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
And now for some stories making the headlines. Zambia Cabinet approves signing of deal with U.S. on improving wildlife management. An article in the Journal of African Elephants reported the U.S. government has offered to assist the Ministry of Tourism and Arts in dealing with challenges of wildlife management and combat illegal wildlife trade by providing technical assistance. The government spokesperson, Dora Celia, said the program will run for a period of 5 years, with the U.S. government expected to commit between $35 and $45 million towards the capacity building of wildlife management program. It is anticipated that with improved capacity building of wildlife officers, the management of wildlife will improve, she added. Solwezi Magistrate Court hands man 5 years imprisonment. Honorable Chibwidi of Solwezi Magistrate Court has sentenced Aubrey Hajilala, 38, to 5 years imprisonment with hard labor after being caught in illegal possession of a hippo tooth. This is a matter in which Hajilala was facing one count of unlawful possession of protected animal, namely hippo tooth, contrary to Section 131, Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. Two jailed for 202 kg illegal bushmeat and ivory in Kaoma. The Kaoma Subordinate Court has sentenced Shadrick Kankomba, 57, and Collins Mupishi, 36, to 5 years imprisonment with hard labor after the two were caught with 18 kg of ivory and 202 kg of elephant meat. The duo was apprehended by Chunga Wildlife Police officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife on 15th April 2020. They were charged with one count of unlawful possession of protected trophy, ivory, and one count of unlawful possession of protected animal, contrary to Section 131 of the Zambian Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. Those are the headlines we had for you today. We'll be right back.
Here's a wildlife crime prevention fact. Crime prevention fact.
Did you know, since the 1950s, poaching has killed more than 90% of Zambia's elephants? In the 1980s, estimated numbers of elephants in Zambia dropped from 250,000 to just 18,000.
Know the facts. Be informed. Be informed.
And that's all we had for you today. We hope you've been informed on protecting an industry by protecting our wildlife. Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram. Search for This Is Not a Game to get more info on us and our activities. Be sure to tune in for yet another exciting topic on This Is Not a Game. I've been your host, Seya Funda Funda. Goodbye for now.
You've been listening to This Is Not a Game. Tune in next week as we continue to discuss the adverse effects of illegal bushmeat trade in Zambia.
Remember, the possession of illegal bushmeat is a crime, punishable by up to 7 years in prison.
This program is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.